The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. Rocksteady Boxing is a fitness program designed especially for people with Parkinson's, a neurodegenerative disorder that leads to tremors and balance problems. The Rocksteady Boxing nonprofit was founded in 2006. Since then, more than 500 boxing programs have been introduced in the U.S. and around the world. Faiza Al-Masri visited one of these RSB gyms recently opened in McLean, Virginia, and he talked to many fighters, people with Parkinson's who are fighting back against the disease. Faith Lapidus narrates.
Some two dozen fighters with Parkinson's gather at the Rocksteady Boxing Facility in Northern Virginia twice a week.
3, 4, 4.
Neil Eisner was diagnosed with Parkinson's 6 years ago. He was among the first to join the program last December, and he likes it.
I think Alec, who's the teacher, is really accenting those features that are prominent in Parkinson's. For example, some people have problems walking or tripping. He works on exercises that affect the legs. He works on exercises that affect balance. That's something I'm having particular problems with. One of the things, interestingly enough, is you tend to have a lower voice. When you have that lower voice, people can't hear you. You don't realize it. So he accents getting us to bring up our voice clearly and more loudly.
My aunt has a gym in Westchester, New York, and she does a Rocksteady Boxing program there. And then she invited me up to her gym to check out the program. She thought it would be, you know, a perfect fit for what I do.
Langstein got interested and became a licensed RSB trainer.
Research shows that exercise helps with the brain use the dopamine more efficiently. My goal usually is after I work with someone with Parkinson's disease, I kind of refer them out and suggest that they get involved in exercise programs out in the community. Rocksteady Boxing is great. It's up and coming. It's super popular.
Victoria Hebert has a tremor in her left hand. Certain situations can trigger it.
Sitting with a crowd that I'm not real comfortable with, I'll start shaking. I end up having to sit on my hand just to keep it still.
But with this crowd, Hebert doesn't feel the need to hide her disease.
These people have become very close in the 4 or 5 months we've been together. That's a big part of it. And sharing experiences with others.
Yeah, rotate, flat, flat!
Sharing similar challenges and hope makes these fighters feel they're not alone. It also gives them the support and determination to keep fighting the disease.
Yeah.
For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.